Remember When on WINY is brought to you by Dick Loomis and the gang at Loomis Real Estate, 25 Providence Street, Putnam. Call 928-7991.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
Way back.
Way back.
Way back.
Back into time.
Remember When on the radio, Friday morning, a little early this morning. And thank you for joining us today. We are in, I guess this is our version of a missing man formation.
Exactly.
And we have an empty chair here today where Steve Bousquet would normally join us on Remember When. And Pete, to get the tears going early, actually had a pretty good idea. Tell us what you got in Steve's seat here today.
I've got his high school yearbook here, and in there is his portrait of his high school picture that is in his seat right now.
That's right. A big 8x10 portrait of Steve Bousquet.
With the right hair color, too.
Yeah, the right hair color, exactly. And the color he tried to keep going for many years.
The last time we looked at
for
him.
For many years after it naturally left him. That's our version of the missing man formation.
Exactly.
That's what we'll do today on Remember When. Also here today, Jeff Bousquet. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary.
Thank you so much for joining us today,
sure.
Jeff. I really appreciate you being here today. All right, we're looking for your phone calls this morning at 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. All right, look, we've got our tissue here and everything, and if we just break down, don't worry about us, because we're going to be okay, and we're just going to keep talking, and that's okay. That's okay. But you know what? It's okay to laugh, too, okay? Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you have memories of Steve, call in. We'd love to hear from you this morning. If it's funny story, tell the funny story. It's okay. It's okay to do that. We have a letter here from Governor Daniel P. Malloy addressed to Steve Bousquet, and it says, "Dear Mr. Bousquet, on behalf of the state of Connecticut, it is my great pleasure to extend sincere greetings and gratitude to you in honor of your selfless dedication to countless volunteer activities in the greater Putnam community. I was recently informed of your extraordinary commitment as a volunteer and supporter of many organizations in Putnam, from organizing Fishermen Fighting Cancer to the Mark Kader Weekend to the Day Kimball Hospital Golf Tournament, which you originally started as the Jumbo Appliance Golf Tournament. You have been an integral part in many facets of life in your community. It is heartwarming to hear of your special efforts as a supportive and inspirational driving force, as one who has taught the benefits of teamwork, determination, and the importance of respect. Your spirit of altruism and generosity is a true testament to your tireless efforts to raise the standards of excellence in Connecticut. Many lives have been enriched and improved by your selfless actions each and every day. I am proud that the state of Connecticut has people such as yourself working to give back and volunteer for something about which you are passionate. Thank you again for your tireless efforts, and as you reflect on all that you've accomplished, please know that you have my most sincere appreciation and the appreciation of the many, many lives you have touched. Sincerely, Daniel P. Malloy, Governor, State of Connecticut."
That's, very nice.
That's pretty good right there. From the Governor of Connecticut, that's how widespread Steve's goodwill is known. All right, let's see. Who's on line three to kick us off here this morning? Hi, you're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Hi, who's this?
Walt Jozek.
Walt?
Walt Jozek. My tribute to him is he was like a brother to me growing up. We went sliding together down Kings Hill. We played golf together. We did many things together. Steve was always a smiling, compassionate person. Dan's Malloy's kind of said it all about his gift to everybody else, and I think that gift should go on with everyone, knowing that in his heart he wanted to do good for his community, and he always did.
Walt, very well said. I appreciate your phone call this morning. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thanks,
your
Wally.
Thoughts.
Okay.
Thank you, Wally. Good job there. We have Congressman Joe Courtney on line three this morning. Congressman Courtney, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gary. Congratulations to Winnie for doing this morning. It's really important and really a nice thing.
Thank you very much. You know, we lost a friend here, Joe. We lost a good friend for the community, a good friend for the radio station. And, I guess today we're honoring a life lived in full and a compassionate, caring man. What are your thoughts here today, Joe?
What was clear to me was just how his vision was so all-encompassing. I mean, obviously, he was a compassionate person who contributed a lot to the hospital and charitable efforts. but he also was a pro-growth guy who his efforts to, you know, help the public safety challenges in downtown Danielson showed, you know, he had this very shrewd understanding that, you know, when you make communities clean and safe, that, you know, good things are going to happen. And because of those efforts, I really feel that the downtown area has really benefited. And hopefully all of us will, you know, continue to follow that leadership and vision.
He's certainly a great example of you're right, of how good a community can be in terms of rallying around, getting together, getting behind causes, and helping those less fortunate. And that really kind of sums up what Steve did in his personal life and his business life as well. He's a great man. And there's a, you know, Joe, there's a hole in our community, and you can just feel it. You can just feel it in the community today. And I can't thank you enough. And I know the family is grateful too, Congressman Courtney, for you calling in this morning to share your thoughts. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much. Congressman Joe Courtney checking in here this morning. We appreciate that phone call. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. This is Louis Lapine calling from Danielson.
Louis, how you doing this morning?
Good. I would like to personally extend my sympathies and my family to Jeff and his whole family and Steve's business family. Yeah. I always enjoyed stopping in the store and doing business with him for over 30 years. Steve will be greatly missed by many people, and I will leave you all with this one thought: to live every day to the fullest as Steve did. And may God have mercy on his soul and make him be at rest for all the good things he did here at Earth, on Earth. And I can't talk anymore, so you take care.
That was great.
Thanks, Louis.
That was great. Thank you very much. Louis Lapine checking in here today. A very, very beautiful thought, beautiful sentiment to Louis. We thank you very much. You're on the air. Remember when? Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Gary, Pete, and Jeff. I'd like to say this, and this is one thing I really mean. You know, I think Steve there is what a true businessman should be, and he's, you know, he was always a true gentleman, you know, and I was going to say, there is one memory that I have to bring up, because I know Steve used to advertise, and I know it's Bulletin, and I was kind of depressed one day, and there was a business advertisement in there, and I was kind of cracking up, because I know he kind of wanted to put it in as like a joke or something. It was like showing, there was a picture, it showed his brother, Jeff, and somebody else, and at the end, it showed like a, you know, I don't know if it was, I think it was a monkey or something at the end in the paper. I don't know if you remember the advertisement.
Yes, he had a warped sense of humor, and he really cracked himself up.
I was kind of laughing at that because I had one day, and I was so depressed, and I was looking at
it. So it made you smile.
Steve, it made my day.
That's good. Mike, I want to thank you very much for the phone call this morning.
Steve, and I got to say it one time, Steve was the best. You know, because businessmen should take, you know, an example from him.
Guy could give a clinic.
Any better.
Thank you, Mike.
You guys are awesome, and I'm going to say it. We need you guys.
Mike, you're awesome.
We're going to miss Steve.
We need you too,
buddy. We need him too.
Thanks for the phone call.
There you
go, Mike. I appreciate you. Regular caller on Remember When, too. Hi, you're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
John Rice, Gary.
John Rice from the legend from Thompson. How you doing, John?
Good. Fair, put it that way.
Yeah.
I just want to bring up one of his passions of the fishing, and I think that's one of my great memories that will last forever.
It's okay, John. Take a minute. It's all right. So I've been doing this all week, John, as have many others. It's okay. So he...
Stalking the pond with him. And, you know, he's always saying, where's the big fish? Where's the big fish?
He loved that big fish.
That was one thing with him. And every time he did a derby at the club, it was the... you know, he always put the big fish in for us.
Yep.
And I guess that's what I think.
When they were stocking that pond, it was like Christmas Day for him. He would call me at the office. Hey, what are you doing? The truck's coming at 11 o'clock. They're stocking. You got to come on down. And, you know, I went down a couple times when I could break away. But, boy, he was like, drop everything. The fish are coming, you know, which was a big deal. Hey, John.
It's just that I just, in behalf of the club, I'm assuming maybe some other members have called, but I just want to say we're going to miss him greatly. He may be missed, but he's not going to be forgotten by us.
Very good. I understand, too, that at your kids' your youth fishing derby, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, you're going to have a special trophy honoring Steve. Tell me about that.
Well, that's what I'm working on now. I spent some time yesterday developing that, and I got to talk to Jeff about it before I put the finishing touches to
All
it.
Right,
but
John.
That can wait till next week.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Good. See you later. John Rice. And, you know, talk about good guy. There's a guy who is a huge volunteer and advocate for his community as well. And just breaking down this morning, talking about Steve and Steve's work. But, man, he loved stocking the fish.
Correct.
That was a big deal. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. It's Linda.
Good morning to you. Linda Colangelo. How are you, Linda?
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I figured we better get in your on-air line very early.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Because we know we'll spend the rest of the time trying to get through what we want to say. And just wanted to be sure to add our comments about that hole that you mentioned in the community.
Absolutely.
And your missing man formation. You know, there are some guys, no matter how big Pete Regis gets, he's not going to spill over into that seat.
You'd be surprised.
We appreciate you keeping that open for him. There are some seats that will never be filled and some shoes that will never be filled in this community. But if there's one guy who's going to get close, it is his son, Jeff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I had the honor and pleasure of speaking with him over these last couple of days. And I said, Jeff, I was waiting to hear your voice because it carries the same timbre of your dad's.
Yeah.
And
I think he's more handsome, though. I really do.
He's got the edge on the handsome. That's for sure. And we're gonna keep him out of the hair coloring aisle as long as we can.
Oh, God, don't go down that road, Jeff. Please don't go down that road.
We were so proud to share this stretch of road with Steve Busquets. He's an unequal. You know, when it comes to his spirit of giving, his generosity, his kindness, and just his view, his perspective on life is one that we can all learn from. So,
well said, Linda.
Thanks for that.
Thank you very much. Linda Colangelo, another giant in our community, too. Just recognizing what Steve has meant to our community. And again, acknowledging the whole in our community. 928-1350, 1-800-246-WINY. Would love to hear from you this morning on Remember When. Stories, memories from Steve. It's okay to laugh, okay? Steve would like that. I know he would. Maybe you have a funny story. Like to hear some story from the old stories from the old days as well. You're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Betty Morin.
Betty, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What are your thoughts today, Betty?
Well, my thoughts were that Steve helped us with our beautiful kitchen at the Senior Center in Pomfret.
Yep.
And if a little bit of Steve rubs off on everyone, what a wonderful world this would be.
Boy, you got that right. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Betty, thank you very much for your phone call.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Yeah, that would, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit of Steve. Just find a little bit of Steve.
He's taught me stuff.
In your life. Absolutely. Me too. Every day. You're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is Ben Condesar.
Ben Condesar. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'd just like to take my condolences to the family.
Yep.
And that Steve's going to be real well missed.
Yes, he certainly will. There's a big guy like Ben Condesar, one of the biggest, toughest guys I know, breaking down this morning. Ben, thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
There you go. Ben Condesar. It's remarkable. I mean, after the announcement that Steve had passed here at the radio station, okay, I'm a friend. All right. I'm a friend. I can't imagine what it was like with the family. I'm a friend. And people, my email all day for 2 days. People sending condolences to me
been nonstop. Just the support for our family has been unbelievable. I really appreciate it, and everybody who's called or emailed me this week or sent flowers or food to my mother, I really appreciate it. It's been unbelievable.
People have stopped by the station. People have stopped me in public. They're calling here today, and you know, for a community to call in, and they're in tears talking about it. This man was a giant. This man touched a lot of lives. You're on the air. Remember When. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. This is Ron.
Ron, good morning to you.
Hi, Ron.
First of all, I want to extend my condolences to you, Pete, and Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you,
family, Katie, and Jerry Detrow, Mickey Busquets, and Dave.
Good group of people, huh, Ron?
Yes, they are.
Yep.
And to Jennifer, too, because she's a
beautiful person.
A real stalwart of that
yep.
organization and family. But I got a couple of things that I want to talk about that people haven't talked about. And they go back one to the 60s.
Yeah.
And one 1860s,
Ron? 1860s or
no. Civil War?
Yeah, well, it seems like it now, you know, when you lose a guy like Steve.
I know.
I'm looking at a picture right now of the very first Wise's Market softball team. And Steve was our pitcher. And a lot of people don't realize what a tremendous athlete he was, first of all, not only in high school but afterwards. And he could throw that softball and make it do tricks. And we put together this team that included such guys as, and some of them are gone now, like Ted Tatro and Fran Bernier,
yep.
Tommy Auclair and Cliff Aubin were on that team. Jerry Desitel is in Florida now. And then we were later joined by guys like my brother Mo and Romeo Leo used to manage us. And we just had such great guys just coming and going year after year. We would travel all over the place and play anybody, fast pitch, slow pitch, moderate, whatever. Steve would do it all for us. And he was our guy that held the team together, because without a good pitcher, we wouldn't have been anything. And those are just great years, and that team went on for a long time to later become Dairy Brothers softball team, and has had a great history here in northeastern Connecticut. The other thing is, a lot of people probably remember, but I don't even know if you were born yet, Gary, but Hollywood came to Putnam in the form of the show called Almost Anything Goes.
Yeah.
That's right.
You remember that?
Yep. Yes. That was in the 70s, I believe. Was that like 77
or
something?
Yeah, about 74 or 75. Okay. I don't know exactly. Yep. It was before the celebration of the bicentennial. I know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Steve was a member of that team, and I was selected as a referee because I was a baseball umpire and all this other stuff. But anyway, they had a competition down at Murphy Park that was attended by thousands of people, and the Hollywood people put up scenery, scenes and all of this. And then it was on national television. All the regionals were shown first, but Putnam won the East Northeast Regional, and we were selected to go flying to Las Vegas and go film the national championship in Boulder City, Colorado. There were guys, Chuck Mahoney, Bobby Tatro, Steve, Jerry Beausoleil, Donna Duffy, all these people were on this team. And we get on a plane in Hartford to fly to Las Vegas, and unbeknownst to me, and I was talking to Jeff about this last night, Steve sits down in his seat, and all of a sudden he gets up and says, "Steve, where the hell are you going?" He said, "I'm getting off this plane." He says, I can't do it." His knuckles were absolutely white. He was so
legendary, petrified. Legendary fear of flying.
And so we finally talked him to getting back on to the plane, and we went out, and we didn't win the national championship, but I'm going to tell you, Putnam was the team that was looked at by most all the other teams that were there, number one. And number two, we had so much fun together that I don't think Boulder City is the same. And I hope Bobby Tatro is listening, because he could tell some stories of us marching into the reception room at the end of the filming, two by two, and we were chanting Putnam and all this, and all the other towns were going crazy when we walked in.
Tell me,
and
was there any beer involved?
A little bit. We'd go to rehearsals with cases of beer because it was so hot, but the producers, they never said anything, although I'm sure they were frowning.
I'm sure they won
just,
that conversation.
Just to cool down.
And we'd be telling jokes on the other side of the scenery. All of a sudden, a team from Iowa would come around, and they'd start sitting there listening to us talking. We had such a wonderful time, and it's such a great memory. And
thank you, Ron.
A lot of people have forgotten about that, but I have never forgotten that. And Steve and I would get together once in a while and talk about those days on the softball team and days when we did the show. And most recently, I even saw him just before he went into the hospital final time. And he was still saying, "Ron, we got to get together and continue to talk about what we need to do to make northeastern Connecticut a great place to live in." So,
thank you, Ron. I appreciate your phone call today.
And it's great that you guys are doing this, and my sympathies to everybody that's ever been touched by Steve. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, thank you.
Ron Cadere checking this. You know, and that's why it's good to do what we're doing here today. Ron, like all of us, you start off crying, you end up laughing. It's okay.
It's all right.
You know what I mean? It's okay. We got to remember the good stuff. You're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary, Jeff, and Pete. It's Laura Crisetti. How are you?
Good morning,
Laura.
Hey, what's on your mind today, Laura?
Well, first off, good morning to you, Ron. Lovely story. You just lifted me up totally.
That's good. That's great.
I just have to call just to say thank you so much for offering this opportunity to actually make a couple of statements here. Steve was just absolutely amazing. I was on the receiving end of Steve's generosity through some of his offerings of donations, and literally he was always giving with such a tremendous smile on his face. He literally would stop what he was doing in his store just to come over to tell me what he was willing to give for whatever fundraiser I was working on. So I just have to say thank you to Jeff and his family for being allowing us to be the beneficiaries of Steve's kindness.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Well Thanks, said. Laura. We appreciate your phone call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hi, you're on the air. Remember when. Good morning.
Hey, Gary. It's Roberta Boblitz.
Hi, Roberta. What's on your mind today?
I worked for Steve in 1981.
What was that like?
Oh, my God.
Good
it
times.
It was actually the most fun job I've ever had. I really enjoyed it. It was Jumbo Appliance.
Yep.
And it was in Danielson, but there was also a branch in Putnam.
Yeah.
And I was only hired to like answer the phone, make appointments, and he also showed me a little bit about selling, but I didn't really do a lot of that. But one day he left me alone, and I think he went on a delivery or fishing or something.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I love that story.
or golfing. I don't know where he went, but he left me alone, and I sold a TV to a couple, and it was the wrong TV at the very wrong price.
Oh,
it was way too low, and he was really upset with me, but I could tell that he didn't yell at me. I knew he was upset, but he made joke about it, made light about it, and I was never left alone to sell again. So.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Okay.
My condolences to the family. Mrs. Busquette was one of my favorite teachers in high school.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves Kate.
I babysat for Jeff when he was born, and now I work with him now and then from my job at the attorney's office, so I've known the Busquette family for quite a while.
You handle all the lawsuits against the store?
Okay. I can't talk about that.
Roberta, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, round one. That's okay. We're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
Okay. Got the Kleenex right here, and we're doing okay.
I'm graduated paper towels here.
I know. We're going to break for news. We're going to do the news here, a short community bulletin board, and we're going to come back. Okay, we're going to come back and keep this going until 9 o'clock this morning. So please don't go away. Stay with us. There's another segment here with Remember When. Today we're remembering Steve Busquette. Would love to hear from you. Your stories at 928-1350 and 1-800-246-WNY. We'll be right back after this.
Number one for news and information.